Good morning. Most everyone waking up with cloudy skies and chilly temperatures in the 30s with some 20s across the Adirondacks and Green Mountains this morning. A storm system tracking out of the southeast and toward the mid-Atlantic coast is pushing a round of light snow into the region early this morning. The track of this storm will be well off to our south and east and will be on the northernmost fringe of the precipitation. Still, with occasional light snow, most of the higher terrain south of I-90 in New York and New England will see a dusting up to a couple of inches of snow, while the rest of the region will get a coating up to an inch during the daylight hours today. High temperatures will be in the middle 30s. The snow will wind down this evening and skies will be partly cloudy overnight tonight with lows dropping back into the 20s. At this point, we'll turn our attention to a storm system which will be diving through the Mississippi Valley. The energy with this system will get transferred toward the mid-Atlantic coast and a low pressure wave will form off the Carolinas. This wave will strengthen on Wednesday afternoon as it works its way toward the Delmarva Peninsula, and snow will break out across southernmost New York and New England by the end of the day. The northern extent of the steadiest and heaviest snow is still in question and will be determined by how powerful the storm gets and how far north it is allowed to move towards southern New England. A strong area of cold high pressure anchored over southeastern Canada will serve to supply enough cold air that this storm will come through as all snow. However, it will also tend to deflect the storm off the east coast well south and east of New England if it maintains its strength. Some computer models are forecasting the storm to draw close enough to Long Island and southeastern New England that the heavier snow will in fact push farther to the north and west along the I-88 corridor, the greater Capital District, and central New England. However, this is not yet set in stone. What does appear likely is that parts of New York and New England, particularly the southern parts, are going to have a significant snowfall on Wednesday night and Thursday morning. Behind this system, the trend will be to dry things out on Thursday afternoon, with highs staying in the 20s, more sunshine on Friday as high pressure builds back in, and this will keep it dry into the weekend, with highs pushing into the upper 20s and lower 30s before another disturbance brings a chance of rain and snow showers our way on Sunday. At Mount Washington this morning, 130 miles visibility with cloudy skies and 21 degrees with a west wind at 26 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 0 degrees. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 33 degrees, the dew point 27, 78% relative humidity, a west wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.99 inches and falling. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with rain mixing with snow in the mid-30s, Boston cloudy with a chance of snow showers in the mid-30s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered snow showers and highs in the mid-30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 49 degrees, the low 34, the average temperature 42, that's 13 degrees above normal. 1/100th of an inch of liquid precipitation yesterday, no snowfall, 1.3 inches of snow for the month, which is 3.5 inches below normal, and 2.5 inches for the season, which is 5.4 inches of snow below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 36 degrees, the average low, 22. The record high, 63, set in 1881 and in 1901, and the record low, 5 below zero, in 1898. Sunrise this morning, 7:18 a.m., sunset this evening, 4:22 p.m., 9 hours and 4 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with light snow showers today and highs in the lower to mid-30s. Partly cloudy and breezy tonight, lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with light snow, possibly mixed with rain today, and highs in the lower to mid-30s. Partly cloudy and breezy tonight, lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with light snow showers today and highs in the lower to mid-30s. Breezy with more snow showers tonight, lows in the lower 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with light snow today and highs in the lower to mid-30s. Partly cloudy and breezy tonight, lows in the lower 20s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with some light snow today with highs in the mid-30s. Partly cloudy and breezy tonight, lows in the lower to mid-20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunny and dry, but also breezy and cold with highs in the middle and upper 20s. Thickening clouds on Wednesday with a chance of snow by the end of the day in the mid-20s. Snow likely on Wednesday night into early Thursday morning, then partly sunny skies Thursday afternoon in the middle and upper 20s. Sunny and dry on Friday in the upper 20s, lower 30s with a mix of sun and clouds on Saturday, and a chance of rain and snow showers in the middle and upper 30s on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.